Whoa! That was loud! Marty almost fell out of his seat. Welcome! There we go. Tinka's lowering me down. Welcome. It is so good to be together. We spend so much time living our faith, proclaiming good news in our everyday lives, and we need this time. We need this gathering and these people. We need the community called church to recharge and renew alongside. So thank you. Thank you for being here with me and with one another. We have a lot to celebrate and look forward to in the life of the church. More than 20 people gathered yesterday for our very first retreat. We spent time in fellowship and dreaming about who and how we want to be for one another and the world as we head into the fall season. It was exciting and energizing, and I hope that you see many fruits of that gathering as they unfold over the weeks and months ahead. There is also food, no fruit, but food left over in the refrigerator in the kitchen, a few sandwiches, some muffins, lemonade, and tea. If you would like it, help yourself. First come, first serve. Try not to tackle anybody in your rush to get there. Speaking of food and fellowship, we have a meal coming up in just a few weeks on August 27th, immediately following our worship service. It's our annual welcome meal, but this year it comes with a bit of a twist. We'll still welcome college students warmly and any visitors that you care to bring along, and we'll still get to catch up with one another after spending lots of time away or in a different rhythm over the summer. But we are also trying to be intentional about structuring the conversations and structuring the community so that we can have more in-depth interactions and so that we can discover things about Stone Church that we may not have known before. So I hope the meal is a bit familiar and a lot new and fresh. Here's the thing though, it's a meal, which means food, which means that the folks who are spending their time planning it need to know how many of your mouths they're going to feed. And I know none of you like to RSVP. I have mocked this tendency in this group more than once, but every time I do, we get more people to RSVP. So here I am again, inviting you to keep trying things that you're not good at. Maybe you'll get better. You can write welcome meal in the attendance by following the QR code that's in your bulletin, on the sheets in the pad that's in your pew, or by clicking on the link in the chat. Sorry, Catherine, I forgot. She's so good. She's getting it in there. There's also a link to RSVP in the Friday flash in case all of those options didn't seem good to you. While you are thinking about food, two events where you can get food just by showing up next weekend. There's a men's breakfast on Saturday at 8 a.m. at Donna's Restaurant. And next Sunday after church, we will be having lemonade on the lawn right after the worship service. So plan to stay and visit for a while, and while we eat some sweets and drink some lemonade. The service next Sunday is going to feature stories and sharing from folks who went to Camp Blue Diamond, to National Junior High Conference, and to annual conference this summer. And so the visiting after the service gives us an opportunity to ask those people questions and hear more stories and hopefully share a few of our own exciting adventures from the summer. One of the ways that we support one another within this community is to take seriously the opportunities we have to pray for one another. If you have something you would like the community to hold alongside you, please find and fill out one of the prayer cards that's in your pew, or type something into the chat and we'll get it that way. We collect those during the children's time. This community, you, the way you live your faith, y'all fill me with gratitude. Ben and I were gone week before last and last Sunday spending time with family, and this family of faith reached out to one another in care through times of illness and death, through a funeral and the worship service, and we are so grateful to you. That kind of care for one another keeps spilling out. This morning, we're so grateful to Henry for stepping in late in the week to provide music as Lauren and Donna are ill. What a gift you all are. Thank you. It seems fitting then for us to reflect alongside Peter this morning on the reasons for our hope, the reasons we have for choosing this peculiar life together. May the music of the prelude center us in hope and gratitude and in an awareness of God's faithful presence right here among us. Please rise as you are able and join with me in our call to worship. We gather as one body, united in the Spirit, committed to working together and walking together in all of life's variabilities. We gather as one body, united in the Spirit that lives, moves, and empowers. Striving to live our lives faithfully, abundantly, and hopefully. We gather as one body, united in the Spirit of faithful love, praying that in this time together, we may experience God's faithful love so that we can embody it for others.
Good morning. This morning's scripture lesson is found in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 22. Hear now these words from our sacred text. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better also, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God's. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him.
It's that time. Time for the younger among us to make your way forward for our children's story, or to gather in close to your screens at home. If you've got a prayer card, hold it on up. The kids will gather them on their way up. Good speed, Everett, all the way to the back. You've got it. Zach, can you take these over to Pastor Cindy for me? Thanks, bud. I am so glad that you guys are here. And I'm glad that Everett will be here soon. I am sure that there are some maybe joining us online too. We have some kids who are at grandma camp this week, our twins, and so we're excited for them. I'm glad you're here in person because you can help me out. Come on and check this out here. Come up here with me for just a second. Oh, thanks. Sister Darlene puts together our worship table most weeks, and this week she's got some special stuff up here that I need you to help me take back with me. It's a little heavy, though. Sam, you're strong. Can you very carefully carry this one back down to your seat? There you go. Or you can just set it down right there on the top step. And then, Elsie, can you take this one? Yeah, let's have you take this one. And Everett, you can very carefully take these. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Oh, good job. Here, let me help you down. Not heavy? Well, that's just because you're so strong, Zach. Ah, this is great. Wonderful. Ah. Well, those are going to help us out because I know what you're thinking. We've got this beautiful flower here and this beautiful plant here. That's a peace lily. And then Sam got dirt, an empty pot. Well, it's because this reminds me of a story that I want to tell you all about. It's a tale called The Tale of the Empty Pot, written by a person named Demi. Here's how it goes. Once upon a time, there was a wise old emperor of a great land. That's you, Everett. Come on. And bring those with you. Yeah. And the emperor was getting older. Show us your oldness. Yeah, there you go. Good. And he had no heirs. So one day, he had no one to become emperor after he was gone. Now, the emperor loved plants. And so one day, he called together all the people of the land. Guys, you can leave your plants. You can stand up. He called together all the people of the land and made an announcement. My people, he said. Yeah, go ahead, stand up like you're making your royal decree here. My people, he said. I'm going to choose one of you to become the new emperor when I am gone, to care faithfully for this great land. Then emperor's servants passed out seeds to everyone. We've got these little seeds here. And he passed out seeds to everyone that was there. You see, he loved to garden, loved all kinds of beautiful plants and herbs. You get a seed. You get a seed. That's right. Well, you guys can have a seat for a second. So the emperor declared that everyone was to take the plant, take home the seeds they got and to plant them and to grow them, to tend them and care faithfully for the plant. And then at the end of 1 year, they were to return, and whoever had the healthiest, the most beautiful plant would become the heir to the throne. As you can imagine, everyone was terribly excited. They went home and they took their seeds and planted them straight away. Now, there was one little boy named Ping who received seeds that day, and he was good with plants. He'd grown up with helping his mother in the garden. He planted the seeds in good soil, made sure to give them just enough water, just enough sunlight. He sang to them in the morning and in the evening before he went to bed. But nothing sprouted from the seeds he had planted. At the end of a year, all he had was an empty pot. Sam, that's you. Go ahead, stand up with your empty pot. Still, you can show everybody the empty pot, maybe make a sad face or something. Still, he had tried. That's a pretty good sad face. So on the set day, a year later, he came along with the rest and set his empty pot among the others that people had brought. Everybody brings their flowers. You can set them down up here. Oh, over here for the king, the emperor. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. There. Oh, excellent. Thank you. And they set them out for the king to inspect. You guys can all have a seat. The emperor came in and he saw this empty pot along with the others the people had brought that were filled with these beautiful, thriving green plants. The emperor saw the empty pot and said, "Whose flower pot is this one?" Ping was embarrassed. He wanted to hide. Some of the others began to snicker and laugh. "Explain yourself, boy," said the emperor. "Why did you bring this empty pot?" Ping bravely told the truth. He told his story of all he had done, how he had tried to care for the seeds well, but nothing had worked. When he looked up, a broad smile came across the emperor's face. "Behold, my heir. You shall be the next emperor of the kingdom." "You see," he revealed, "all of the seeds had been cooked so that they could not grow. I was looking for someone brave and honest who would become a brave and honest leader, and I found him." I love this story. It reminds me of our Bible story that Sister Sandy read for us this morning. It's a letter from Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, and now many years after Jesus' death and resurrection. And Peter tells those who want to be followers of Jesus to be brave and honest. Peter tells them to be kind, even when people aren't kind to them. He says it might not always work out, might be hard, but living like that is living like Jesus. And he's the king. We're part of his family now. Would you pray with me? You can repeat after me. Dear God, give us the courage to be brave and true, to love like you love. Amen. Can you guys help me?